get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. My name is David Blackman with my fantastic co-host,
Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing today?
Good. Happy to be here and doing another episode.
As you can tell, I'm a little bit more excited about this episode because, you know, some episodes excite you to talk about more than others, and this one definitely lights my fire. So,
yeah, I agree.
You know, today we're going to talk about David and Tim's 7 must-do social media tips. Listen to us, people. This is experience talking to you. This is not, you know, Theory. This is not theory. This is experience speaking to you. So without further ado, we're going to dive into our 7 tips. Number 1, engagement. Engage your audience on social media. It does not matter, you know, what types of comments and stuff you have out there, engage them. Engaging is important. They feel like they're a part of, you know, you start to build your brand. You know, people like engaging with people that they do business with and stuff. So yeah. Very important. Engagement, number one.
Absolutely. And the next one on the list is be consistent in terms of when you're posting or sharing content, etc. You want to do it on a consistent basis. And sometimes I break this my own rule here, and I'll go several weeks without posting something. And it's not good. You want to be able to post either, if you're going to do daily, stick to daily and be consistent. You're going to do 3 times a week, do it 3 times a week. And you can use tools such as the built-in scheduler on Facebook to basically come up with a bunch of posts and then schedule them out. And that way you can kind of set it and forget it for a set amount of time. Also, another popular tool is Buffer, and that works with Facebook as well as Twitter, and it might do Instagram too, I'm not sure. But also a great tool, and you can basically, you know, batch post and you know, spend, you know, a solid hour coming up with different posts and then not have to do it for a few more days.
Yeah, there's lots of tools out there that'll do that. I see an episode in the future coming, Tim. You know, yeah. Social media scheduling tools with your WordPress website. But we'll go to number 3 on the list. Respond to all comments. Very important for several reasons. First of all, people like it when they send you a message that you respond to them. It lets them know that they're valuable, and that's very important. It allows other people to see how you treat your clients, engage with not only clients, but the people who follow you on social media and stuff. This goes for bad as well. You know, the first instinct for most people when they get a bad comment is they want to delete it because they don't want other people to see it. Well, I'm going to advise you against doing that for a couple of reasons. First reason is, you know, allow people to see, you know, how you handle that situation. Go ahead and reply to it. Respond to it. Show those potential customers or customers that they're valuable, even if they have something bad to say, okay? The second thing is that, you know, SEO, Google, Bing, Facebook, they set up their algorithms based on, you know, how much engagement a post has. So even if a post has bad engagement, Facebook and Google, they don't care. They don't differentiate bad from good. They just see engagement. So the more engagement you have on your posts, the more valuable they see it. So it's going to get shown to more people, which ultimately, as a business owner, that's what you want. You want your content being shown to more people. What's the next one, Tim?
So when posting on social media, it's important to have either a 70-30 rule or a 60-40. You can make that decision. And basically what that means is 70% of your posts should not be self-promotional. They should be sharing other content, you know, et cetera, and only 30% or 40% be self-promotional, because we've all been to those Facebook pages or you know, followed those pages or Twitter feeds or whatever, where it's all self-promotional, and it's kind of a turnoff. You kind of want to unfollow, unlike, whatever. And so a good rule is to kind of think about that. Obviously, it doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to, do the math. But if you kind of have that idea, that rule of thumb, where you're sharing more things about other companies or other articles or whatever than you are about your own stuff, that's going to come across a lot more genuine. And people will want to follow that because you're actually being helpful. You're sharing great content, not just promoting yourself.
Absolutely. Great one. Number five on our list is, this is a personal David's tip, invest in good quality designs for profile and cover photos on your social media. It will go a long way if you optimize your images to be viewed properly. All social media platforms have recommended sizes for your profile picture, your cover photo. Take the time, invest in some good quality designs. You don't need to change them out daily or weekly, so investing in them is not that big of a deal. Change them out once, maybe twice a year, because you're trying to brand yourself at the same time as well. So make it applicable to the social media platform that you're on. Obviously, Instagram is different than Facebook. Instagram's a more hipper, cooler, slicker kind of crowd. Facebook kind of more reserved, I would say.
Yeah.
So if you want to get kind of crazy, a little cray cray, go on Instagram with your stuff. Facebook, be a little bit more reserved. But don't be afraid to invest in design. What's tip number six, Tim?
Tip number six, when you are posting on social media, make sure that you are posting things that are actually related to your industry and things that your audience will actually care about. I've seen a lot of companies that will post stuff that is just not really relevant to their niche, their business. For example, if you are a web developer, you should be sharing things that relate to, small businesses, doing things online, marketing, blah, blah, blah. You shouldn't be posting things about, something that the current presidential administration did. That's just tacky. It's just not professional. It just doesn't really pertain to what your followers are following you for. If you're a local web designer, they want to see things that are related to web design or other tips kind of in that arena. It doesn't have to be all web design and web development, but things that are kind of related and things that your audience would also care about without, going way outside the box.
So, Tim, you're saying that I can't post my political, religious rants on my business Facebook page?
I would highly recommend that you do not.
All right, folks. Well, you heard it here first. Yeah. I don't know that it's first, but it's good practical advice. Absolutely. Final, number seven on our list, don't be afraid to share posts from other related pages or in the community that relates to your niche. A couple of things that it does is it builds trust when you're sharing information from other pages. You're not so self-centered, as Tim was talking about in one of the other tips that we gave. But it also increases the likeliness that those pages are going to share your content and put your content in front of their audiences. Yeah. And that's important, If you're going to share something, send an email out. Hey, look, I just shared this, contact them, let them know what you're doing. They're more likely to come back and reciprocate. Pretty simple.
Yeah, absolutely. And a quick example for that, David and I are technically competitors. We both have businesses that are built around Divi, creating third-party child themes and plugins and so forth. And even though we're competitors, I share his stuff all the time on my Facebook page and vice versa. Because if someone buys my product, it doesn't mean they can't buy his. And so we share audiences and promote each other. And that can be a really good practice in any industry.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's our seven tips, must do social media tips from David and Tim. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember to like and subscribe our podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.